Good morning, Professor Alejandro. Thank you very much for coming to the University of Girona. I have some questions for you. What do you think has been your more influential contribution to science?
Well, I think it has been that I contributed to the creation of this new subfield of ecology called numerical ecology, where we tried to put together all the methods developed by statisticians and by ecologists as well to analyze ecological data.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And what would you recommend to young researchers for a successful scientific career?
Well, first they should find something that they like to do in science. And when they have found it, they should look at the literature and study everything that has been written about their field. And then sit down and use their imagination to find how to develop that field by asking new questions and finding new ways of answering old questions.
Excellent advice. And how do you think that has open access software and our environment in particular influenced research and data analysis?
I think it has changed our life as ecologists and not our life in terms of comfort, but in terms of the sort of questions we are now able to address. We can address much more general and important questions, in part because more and more data are becoming freely available, and also with the R environment, because more and more powerful statistical methods are available to everyone and they are free.
And do you think that data analysis in scientific papers is often not optimal or wrong? And if so, why and how can we change this?
I think my whole career has been orientated towards changing this situation. In the old days, ecologists received very little formation in statistics, so they learned from their neighbors, their immediate colleagues who were using this or that method, so they were doing, and they were trying to apply the same methods to their data. Now, with this movement of numerical ecology, we have been trying to explain what all these statistical methods are and where they are available and how ecologists can use them in their everyday work.
And finally, why is ecological research important to society?
I think ecological research is the science of the 21st century. Either we do develop our understanding of ecosystems and try to make the impact of human beings less on these ecosystems, or we will disappear.
Thank you very much.